We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh is live this morning at the Blarney Breakfast. It is Friday, March 15th. We'll be checking in with Steve shortly and get on with the news of the day as well.
Kansas legislative panels reject funding for expanding Medicaid. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The low pressure that brought us very gusty winds throughout much of the week has now moved on off to the northeast. What does the weekend look like? Our complete forecast is coming up in just a few minutes.
A pair of mass shootings at mosques in New Zealand in the city of Christchurch leave at least 49 people dead. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to reporters about what authorities describe as a terrorist attack.
Their focus is on extremism, regardless of where it comes from. We need to be blind in that regard. It needs to absolutely focus on threat and ideology and extremism, because obviously that is what we have experienced here today.
Three men and one woman taken into police custody. The gunman has been described as an extremist, right-wing, violent terrorist. Authorities warn that more could be involved. Police also report improvised explosive devices that have had to be defused. Two committees of the Kansas legislature have stripped Governor Laura Kelly's proposed state spending for Medicaid expansion out of the budget legislation.
The Senate Ways and Means Committee voted 7-6 on Thursday to remove $14 million from a proposed budget for the state health department for the fiscal year beginning in July. The money represented Kelly's initial estimate for the state tax dollars needed to draw down federal funds for the first 6 months after expanded Medicaid coverage began in January. Medicaid expansion had bipartisan support, but GOP leaders strongly opposed it. They argue that supporters are underestimating the state's potential costs. The House Appropriations Committee voted 13-9 on Wednesday to remove not only the state tax dollars, but the entire $509 million for expanded Medicaid coverage. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita now has a top priority when it comes to road projects. Mayor Jeff Longwell says the North Junction, convergence of four highways, now has everyone's attention.
That's where 254, 35, 96, and 235 all come together. It has now been designated as the number one project for the city, for the county, for the city of Newton, for many of the area cities. And our new KDOT secretary has visited with our congressional folks and shared the same thing, that it was the number one project for the state of Kansas.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas has also been briefed on the upcoming mega road project at Wichita's North Junction. Wichita's Botanica Gardens entertained more than 84,000 visitors during illuminations this past Christmas season, with more than 2 million lights on display. Executive Director Marty Miller tells KNSS News.
It has turned out to be one of the largest displays, and one of the, in fact, USA Today, the top 10 display gardens last year, we were number six. I was shocked. I was totally shocked.
Marty Miller is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling hunting rifles and ammunition at 125 of its stores, replacing those items with merchandise it believes will sell better at those locations.
CEO Edward Stack says the move comes after the retailer replaced hunting merchandise in 10 of its stores in last year's third quarter. Those stores posted strong sales and profit margin numbers in the fourth quarter. Dick's made headlines last year after the massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, when it banned the sale of assault rifles and the sale of all guns to anyone under 21. Authorities have not released whether the store in Salina, Garden City, or Wichita are included in this decision.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood. Personal finance website WalletHub has released its 2019 tax survey this week. Jill Gonzalez with WalletHub says the fears connected with filing taxes are common, even though the tax law has changed.
The biggest tax day fears this time around are just making a math mistake on a new tax code. Around a third of us are afraid of that. Another third are afraid of not having enough money. About a quarter of us now are afraid of identity theft, and 20% are afraid of getting audited after all is said and done.
She says Kansas does not fare well in the survey, ranking 46th overall. That ranking rises to 35th overall if you take into account cost of living. It's 7:05 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Doing something naughty with your hands. Come to the courts now. And a Kansas woman is giving thanks. I'll tell you why. And we'll be checking in with Steve McIntosh live at the Blarney Breakfast. KNSS News Time is 7:05. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A little bit of a warning on our next story. We don't recommend this, but it appears that giving someone a naughty gesture with your hand can be protected by the Constitution, even if it involves the police.
A federal appeals court in Michigan saying a woman's constitutional rights were violated after she was slapped with a ticket for giving the middle finger to a police officer in suburban Detroit. Deborah Cruz Goulias was pulled over in 2017 for speeding. She got a ticket as she was driving away. She flipped the bird to an officer, then was pulled over again and given another ticket, even though technically she didn't break any law. The court even told the officer he should have known better, even if the driver was rude. Cruz Goulias sued on the basis that her free speech rights were violated. Her lawsuit is now moving forward. Jim McKay, Fox News.
A Kansas woman is thankful to be alive.
She thought she was in a war zone. A quiet evening this past weekend was interrupted by what she feared was a bomb or a TV blowing up. 70-year-old Constance Effie of Kansas City says it was the loudest noise she's ever heard. A bullet tearing through the siding of her home across the room she was sitting in before slamming into a picture that crashed to the floor. She says the bullet was stopped by an act of God. The picture that stopped the projectile? A framed copy of the Lord's Prayer. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This morning, we've got traffic now picking up out there on the Wichita roadways. Looking northbound I-135 right around Pawnee, seeing some fairly heavy traffic there. And just a heads up for tonight, I-235 northbound right around Meridian up there on the northeast from there to Broadway. That's going to be shutting down, and it's going to be shut down for the weekend. They're going to shut that down at 9 p.m. tonight for the basically the rest of the weekend for some road work. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather as we head into the weekend. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Ted, this is the day that we have been waiting for. It's been a busy week. We know how busy it's been because we've been able to hear the wind for 2 days straight. And we're not doing that this morning. The wind's not howling. It's dry. Skies have cleared out quite a bit. That means we've got a lot of sunshine on the way. I'm sure you guys are ready over there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, we're ready to see the sunshine. It seems like, it was just so cold all during February. And then we've had the rain. Like, we're ready for a sunny weekend, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what we've got in store, and I'm not going to lie. I'll be enjoying it myself as well. I've just been looking forward to today and especially Saturday, Sunday for the past few days now, and now everybody will be able to take part. All right, going ahead and getting into that forecast now. Mostly sunny skies with still a breeze out there, but winds definitely not as strong as the past couple of days. We're still going to have our winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Now, what that's going to do is still kind of pull in some cooler air that's been locked up to our north. We remember how chilly it was yesterday. Still going to be pretty cool out there, but once we kind of factor in all the sunshine that we'll get, won't feel that bad as we get ready to kick off our weekend. Mostly clear skies tonight. cold, chilly start tomorrow, starting off at 28 degrees below freezing. And then our northwest wind switching out of the southwest at 5 to 15 overnight. That's going to set us up for a warmer day for our Saturday. Still looking at plenty of sunshine for Saturday. High of 61, more than 10 degrees warmer than what we'll see today with a southwesterly wind at 8 to 18. More sunshine, more mild temperatures in the 60s for our Sunday as well. Right now, 33 degrees with a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour. Visibility's at 10 miles. No fog out there or anything like that. And we still do have to factor in those winds in terms of how it's making it feel out there. We've got a wind chill of 24 degrees right now, but as long as we just throw the coats on, the rest of the day, the rest of the weekend should be a breeze. No pun intended.
Well, what is our normal high for this time of year?
Yeah, normal high actually today for Wichita, 58 degrees.
Okay.
So that's why I said, you know, with all the sunshine, still not going to be all that bad. And then that high of 50, you know, that's only going to be for a couple of hours. The rest of the day is going to be cooler than that. So we should be warmer, but given our past few weeks and especially all the weather that we had this week, I don't think I'll really hear too many complaints of the weather department.
Nope. And then by Saturday and Sunday, hello, nice.
Exactly.
Sounds good. We appreciate your information, Ronell. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronell Williams, live with us at this time every weekday morning right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We're coming up on 7:14 with Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's time. Let's go back to our correspondent live at the Blarney Breakfast at Old Chicago East, Steve McIntosh. How are things going, Steve?
As you can tell, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of sound going on here right now. But the Piper's been playing. People still coming in the door. We're at Kellogg and Rock Road at Old Chicago, going until 9:30 this morning. And it's a Rainbows United fundraiser. So come on by and take part in this. We've got Lon Smith with us from, what's the name of this place now? The Dinosaur
Field Station Dinosaurs.
Derby, right?
In Derby.
I've heard of cow tipping, but you had a dinosaur tipping the other day, didn't you?
We did have a dinosaur tipping. Our Stegosaurus tipped over. It has those big fins on it. The wind caught it. Just pulled it right over.
But you got it back up, right?
It's back up and looking good.
Well, yeah, and I saw you on TV doing that. You look like Fred Flintstone out there.
Well, yeah, I guess I did. Although there's no brontosauruses. That dinosaur doesn't exist.
Well, listen, you've got on a great outfit here. I get kind of a camo skirt.
Utility kilt.
Kind of a mini skirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a skirt.
But you are fashion challenged, you know that? Are you going to sing today out here for us? What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Give us a little bit.
All right. When Irish eyes are smiling, short is like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts...
Okay. That's enough. I've never been sung to by a man wearing a skirt before, so that was quite an experience. Listen, thank you, Lon. Thank you. We did have a great party going on down here. It goes on every year. It's 44th annual Blarney Breakfast, and I'll tell you what, Ted, it's a lot of people are having fun. Weekends are coming. St. Patrick's Day's on the way. We got basketball. We got a great, exciting weekend for Wichita. And you can kick it off down here at the Barney Breakfast. Again, we're at Old Chicago at Kellogg and Rock Road, a fundraiser for Rainbows United. Ted, I wish you were here to have some fun with us.
I sure wish you could get the shyest guy in town, Lon Smith, to break out of his shell a little bit.
Well, you know, he's a little bashful, you know. He does look a little bit like Fred Flintstone, although he is wearing shoes today.
Oh, good, good. Hey, you got the music cranked up?
Oh, we do. You can hear them back there. The Irish dancers are going. Like you said, they've got their hands down at their sides, and now there's one kicking up in the air. Wow. It's kind of like when we have those big meetings when Jackie Wise gives us a pep talk. When she's got her arms set at her side and she's kind of dancing around. It's like a Jackie Wise type of a deal there.
Now, do they bring in live musicians or is that just some music they're playing?
Well, they have they've got live music. These are not, that's not live music right now, but it's Pipers. Pipers been going all morning long going through here with the bagpipes, getting in the spirit for the Irish and those of us are Scottish who like to take part as well.
Well, at some point during one of our interviews, we'll get the pipes on, get that feel going as well. Okay. How's the attendance been today?
Oh, they're in line. What they're doing right now is, of course, our friend Don Hall from KEYN is handling all the PA announcements, and he will tell them every now and then, when you get through eating, would you please leave so we can get some more people in here? The idea is to get as many people as we can in, as you know, to raise money for Rainbows. And so folks are eating, they're having a good time, and then they're splitting and going to work or the rest of the day. This is a great weekend every year here in Wichita.
Do you ever do any of the public address announcing there?
No, Don won't let me. He, you know, Don Hall is a notorious mic hog. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hear you. Sometimes you get.
No, he's taking. I'll tell you what. He's a busy guy. He's doing that. He's doing radio. So I'm just laying back and being a celebrity, which is, you know, something fun to do.
Well, sounds like you guys are having a great time, and it sounds like a fantastic atmosphere. So I'll let you get back to it. All right.
All right, we'll check in with you again here in a few minutes, okay?
You got it. That's our correspondent, Steve McIntosh, live this morning at Old Chicago East, Kellogg and Rock. The 44th annual Blarney Breakfast continues the big benefit for rainbows. It goes on every year, one of Wichita's great annual traditions. Glad to have Steve out there this morning. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And, of course, we've got conference tournament action in college men's basketball going on all over the place. That leads up to the big NCAA tournament selection show on Sunday. All right, let's check in with the Shockers last night. The American Athletic Conference tournament in Memphis, Tennessee. Shocks taking on East Carolina in a game late last night that started well after 9 p.m. Shocks and East Carolina. I know it was late, but if you stayed up, you got pretty much the same result as you got all three times that the Shocks played the Pirates this season. A nice double-digit easy win for the Shocks. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
And then Haynes Jones steals it back, deflected away from Williams, goes to the basket and lays it in.
Williams didn't want a foul. They can't afford to have their players, their frontline players on the bench. And Samaje Haynes Jones just takes it easily to the basket.
Nicely done. The Shocks eventually led by 27 and then emptied the bench and won it by 16. 73-57 was the final score. The Shocks now on a five-game winning streak. Next up for the Shockers, the quarterfinals today against the Temple Owls, a team that beat the Shockers in Wichita earlier this season in overtime. The Shockers had a big lead in that one late in the game and let it slip away. So the Shocks, so we'll get another crack at Temple tonight. Mike Kennedy, Dave Dahl, Bob Hull will begin their pregame show at 7 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off probably around 8:15 at some point, and that'll be on 103.7 KEYN. The Big 12 tournament quarterfinals took place yesterday up at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas State got a win, the top seed in the tournament. 14th-ranked Wildcats were down by 12 early on. They came back to beat TCU 70-61. Another win for the Wildcats. Here's Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber.
Just proud of continue to be resilient and fight. It's human nature after Saturday night to win a championship, to celebrate like that, to come back. I didn't think we had great emotion to start the game, not very good energy. I warned them. I kind of talked to them about it, but I thought the bench was really key.
Yeah, Cats got off to a slow start, came back and won. Next up is the semifinals for the Wildcats tonight. 14th-ranked Kansas State taking on Iowa State. That'll be a 6 p.m. tip-off this evening, nationally televised on ESPN2. In the other half of the bracket, you had Kansas and Texas last night. The 17th-ranked Jayhawks taking on the Longhorns. And KU, in pretty good frame of mind last night, able to beat Texas. You heard the game on sports radio KFH.
Garrett at the top, drives by Febres, puts up a runner that's good, and the foul. A chance at a three-point play for Marcus Garrett.
Jayhawks win it 65-57. KU now is into the semifinals. The 17th-ranked Jayhawks probably thought they were going to match up with 6th-ranked Texas Tech in a huge semifinal, but no. Texas Tech got beat by the last place team in the conference, West Virginia, yesterday. So KU gets to take on last place West Virginia in the semifinals tonight. Interesting. That game, pregame coverage begins at 7 o'clock. That game will tip off at about 8:15 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And, of course, this all is leading up to the NCAA Tournament Selection Sunday show, when we'll find out the 68 teams that will be in this year's NCAA Tournament. That selection show is at 5 p.m. Sunday, and you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In hockey, the Wichita Thunder is on the road tonight. Thunder's coming off back-to-back wins. They're on the road visiting the Kansas City Mavericks at 7:05 tonight. In football, the Kansas City Chiefs, reports indicate the Chiefs are going to sign defensive end Alex Okafor, who has spent the last 2 years with the New Orleans Saints. It looks like Okafor will get a 3-year deal for $18 million. And with the nice weather this weekend, It's a good weekend for home baseball action for the Shockers. Wichita State is hosting a four-game series this weekend at X Stadium against the Rams of Rhode Island, part of a 14-game homestand for the Shockers. 6 o'clock tonight, a doubleheader at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then a single game Sunday at noon. Shane Dennis will have live coverage of all those Shocker baseball games right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 7:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at traffic and weather, and the Democrat hopefuls are going further left. The Rush Limbaugh morning update coming up as well. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Now, you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771, or you can go online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Don't miss it. Great information coming your way next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.